We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network, from Learfield IMG College, live from Cheerleader Pub and Grill, this is Tiger Talk, presented by Say Insurance. At Say Insurance, they give drivers the know-how they need to choose the car insurance coverage that's right for them. Also brought to you by Bud Light. This basketball season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly.
Steal by Penson, a run out to the rack. He flushed it. Mizzou by seven, matching their biggest lead of the game.
Now, here's the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly.
From Cheerleader Pub and Grill, conveniently located at 63 in Stadium Boulevard in Columbia, I'm Mike Kelly. Konzo Martin is alongside. We're with you tonight until just before 8 o'clock. Tiger Talk, presented by Say Insurance. Say Insurance says that they believe that car insurance should be simple so drivers know what they are paying for. Mizzou Athletics would like to thank its premier partners, MU Healthcare and Shelter Insurance. And speaking of Shelter Insurance, recently ranked number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region three of the last 4 years by J.D. Power. Shelter Insurance, we're your shield, we're your shelter. Coming up at the bottom of the hour in our players segment, we'll visit with Mizzou redshirt freshman Parker Brown. We'll be here. So we'll get a chance to visit with the native of Overland Park as he'll be in the building here at Cheerleader Pub and Grill. Konzo Martin is alongside. His team will play tomorrow evening at Mizzou Arena, taking on the Buccaneers of Charleston Southern. First ever meeting between the two schools. And then coming up on Saturday, Missouri will travel to Philadelphia to take on the Temple Owls in a game that'll be obviously a fun game to do and a fun game to watch as the Tigers head to Temple coming up this weekend. Seven games into the season, Missouri 4-3 on the season after the Tigers lose two in Kansas City this past weekend. We're going to talk about the season to date during this first segment, then kind of get into several other things as the show progresses throughout the course of the hour. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, Mike. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. It's great to see you. You know, obviously, seven games into the year, 4-3 on the season. Just as you look back on it, kind of a broad brush view of what your team has done through the first seven games.
I think the effort is there. You know, I think you're 4-3. You thought you had a better outcome in Kansas City. Got off to two slow starts, you know, against Butler, against Oklahoma, and you dig yourself a hole and you have to fight to get out. Those things can happen against quality opponents, and we paid for it. I thought we let one slip at Xavier. But I think going into the game, guys, understanding that you're good enough to win the game, and we can't get caught up whether it's a home or road environment, just playing a basketball game, understanding what we need to do to win games and be successful. And I think, you know, 20 turnovers on the road against a talented Xavier team, you can't do that. And we've done some solid things. I still don't think we've played great basketball yet, but I think we're making strides toward that.
I want to talk a little bit about the schedule that you've played to date and maybe a little bit later on get into maybe scheduling philosophy. But as you look at the first seven opponents, They're a collective 36-14 on the season, which among Power Fives, that's the eighth best winning percentage at 36-14. So you've played some people that have had some success early on. How much down the road does that help you playing a Xavier, playing a Butler, playing in Oklahoma, going to a Temple, eventually seeing an Illinois, and also a team like West Virginia later on the road?
Well, I think if you want to be one of the better teams and better programs, you have to play against quality opponents. You have to face that every day to be prepared to go against that. Plus, we also have, you know, software to gauge kind of when you look out predetermined schedules. What's the best schedule to give you the best chance to be an NCAA tournament team where you have to go on the road, how many games you play on the road. And I think we almost hit it to a T outside of playing three true road games. When you're talking West Virginia, we thought we'd had an opportunity to play a home game in that one, but it didn't happen. But it's part of it. But I think we spent a lot of time, like Paul and I, when we talked about scheduling. We'll sit down and talk about scheduling tomorrow because you want to be prepared. Because I think it's very important outside of recruiting, having a quality staff, scheduling is very important.
Yeah. How much do you factor in? I'm just going to go ahead and stay with scheduling in this segment. How much do you factor in getting an opportunity or taking opportunities to have your team play in different regions of the country? Is that important from an exposure standpoint?
I think so, because anytime you can have a chance to, you know, I'm not sure so much as West Coast for us, but I think anytime you have a chance to play in East Coast, New York, New Jersey, you want to try to do that in the future, possibly Chicago if it works out right. So definitely in the future, those are places we'll look at as far as plan, but not so much the West Coast for us. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with going out west, but I think for us to try to stay in the east and just try to pick spots where we think are great fertile grounds when it comes to recruiting, but also where you have great fan bases that you can get out there and so your fans can get a chance to see your teams play.
Give me a thumbnail, kind of an opinion of the trip to Kansas City. And just obviously you wanted to play better. You wanted to win two games. You didn't do that. But just being able, again, to be in that market and play a couple of games, what do you think that meant long term?
I thought it was good energy, and I think for our guys, of course you want to win the game, but I think our fans had good energy, and we just didn't give them enough to be proud and be happy about going into the Thanksgiving. But I thought it was a great venue. I thought our fans had good passion, and I look forward to playing against Kansas in that venue next year because I think it'll be a tremendous atmosphere.
Yeah, next year's interesting because on one weekend you will play Kansas at the Sprint Center. The following weekend you'll play, or the following week you'll play against Illinois in St. Louis. And so Illinois kind of lived that for years where they played the week before in Chicago against somebody and then come to St. Louis to play Mizzou. Now you get a chance to play Kansas City and St. Louis.
I think it's very important because I think you owe it to your fans, give them a chance to be a part of it, especially the ones that can't get to Columbia to watch you play. But I'm sure we'll play better next year.
Okay, so it brings up one other thing before we leave this topic. Where do you sit on in-state schools in terms of scheduling and the philosophy of playing them?
I don't have a problem with it. Just I think it has to be right, and there has to be value for us. I mean,
right.
I don't know if there's any point for us to play somebody just to play them, but the value has to benefit us. There's no point in us playing somebody that only benefits them. So if it benefits us, then it's a great opportunity. If not, then you have to really evaluate what's the point in it or what's the importance of it.
That's Tigers head coach Gonzo Martin. I'm Mike Kelly. We're going to take a break. When we return to Cheerleader Pub and Grill, we'll visit more with the coach coming up at the bottom of the hour. Missouri redshirt freshman Parker Brown will be with us. Tiger Talk presented by Say Insurance from Cheerleader Pub and Grill on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Tiger Talk continues from Cheerleader Pub and Grill, presented by Say Insurance. Central Bank's your hometown bank. It's the only place for Tiger checking. Open it today at www.centralbank.net. Gonzo Martin is alongside. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll visit with Missouri redshirt freshman Parker Brown. Want to take a little time, though, and say thank you to somebody that's not here tonight. Because for 4 years, he was very gracious in his time while he was the head football coach at Missouri and really did a good job on this show. He's been a friend for a long time. I just want to say a personal thank you to Barry Odom and also wish he and T and his family the very, very best. And I know, Coach, for you, as a colleague, you know, there's a spot in your heart that'll always be there for Barry Odom.
Oh, without a doubt, you know, good man. This is a tough, tough business. We all know that, and there's always downsides to it. You know, I feel like I built a great relationship with him, and that'll continue. And he'll be very successful wherever he lands. Mm-hmm. And again, it's what it is. It's tough, but you have to continue to push forward.
Yeah, you certainly do. And I just say thank you for the time that you provided here us on Thursday nights and before that on Monday. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about your team. As we mentioned in the first segment, now 4-3 on the season. What has Drew Smith meant to this team? Not only just seven games, but throughout the offseason and the preseason, getting ready for this year?
Oh, he's been a fun guy to coach. He really has. Very intelligent basketball player. And I think he's just really getting the feel for what's going on, the pace, being out there on the floor, playing the combo guard, the athleticism at this level, the speed of the game. Not that he couldn't do it before, but just really gelling and adjusting, even with our team. Not to say that's the reason why you lost games, but just Mark back in the fold, Drew's in the fold, X coming off the bench, now X possibly a starter. So you have so many things going on. And I think for him, it's a lot because we demand a lot from him. He's a guy that plays, I think he's not playing great on both sides of the ball, but he has the ability to be a great defender as well as a great offensive guy. Like I said before, his offensive game is similar to a Jontay Porter, a guy that facilitates, make a shot, get to the free throw line, get to the basket, make a three, makes a pass. He does a lot of things to impact the game, and I think, again, he's only scratching the surface.
It appears that the game slows down for the rest of the team when he's on the court with them.
I think so, because I think he's a guy. He's a selfless basketball player, so he's a willing passer, a distributor, gets guys involved. And again, he's one of those guys, all it's about is winning. He plays aggressive, he plays a physical brand, he gets steals, he gets into the passing lane, and he gives comfort to the other guys. And as we continue to go in games, we will continue to get better because guys will start understanding and getting a feel for everybody else, and he does a good job of bringing everybody in.
Statistically, you know he's going to start shooting the ball better. His career stats will suggest that. Is he a better passer than maybe you thought he was when he first arrived in your program?
I think so, because I thought he's more of a watching him on film, I thought he's more of a guy to set up, that was a pass, make that pass. But he can see things on the floor. He can make plays. And he's a physical guy. When he's driving downhill, as we talk to other teams, he's a physical guy. When he gets to the rim, he makes contact with guys, especially smaller point guards. And he's good around the rim at making decisions because he's very compact when he jump stops and gets the ball, get control of it, finding open guys.
I look at Mark's game. Mark coming back, finally healthy. I think in the last four games, he's averaging about 18 points a game.
Good player. Mark's a good player. And again, I think he's just not necessarily getting his legs on him because he's been out so long. But I think what Mark has done a good job of since he got into our program, of course, he improved his three-point shot. He's improved his ability to push the ball up the floor. But also, he's become a much better defender. And we talk about our guys trying to be good on both sides of the basketball. I think both of those guys, when you're talking Drew and Mark Smith, have done a really good job of improving on both sides of the ball.
The other thing that teams, as you saw a year ago, are starting to do again this year is take space away and forcing Mark to put the ball on the floor and either create off the dribble or get to the rim. Is that an area of his game that has improved as well?
Yes, and I think he's improved with his ability to go off the dribble. But the key with Mark, he has 4 assists and 10 turnovers. And not so much, I think he can get more assists, but the 10 turnovers, probably 7 of them are pushing off when he's driving the basketball. He's a physical guy. That's the area where I think he has to take the next step. When he's making moves, getting past guys, either shooting the floater, jump stopping, doing the next thing. But what happened, he's so strong and physical, next thing he knows, there's a push-off. And he has to get better at that part.
As soon as that hand goes away from the body, they seem to see it, don't they?
Well, I see it first. I try to warn him because I see it coming. Because, again, he's a physical guy. He plays low. And it's always when he's driving with his right hand. Mm-hmm. He pushed off a lot with that left hand. So he has to continue to get better at that. And he's improved because he works so hard on his game. But with that being said, he's probably right now our best guy as far as getting it off the glass and pushing the ball. And we got to get Drew and X to do a better job of pushing the ball, getting it up the floor.
I said this earlier. I think Mark is a guy that could probably lead your team in rebounding this season.
I wouldn't doubt it because I think he's leading us right now at 5.1. I think he's a guy that can get 7 a night. Yeah. And we challenge our guys. In the last 3 days, we've done a really good job of crashing offensive glass, but also doing a better job and making a conscious effort of blocking out. But I think he has the ability. Now, he's not as good as he needs to focus on blocking out, but he's great at going to attack rebounds.
Xavier Pinson has improved, obviously, since the end of last year. You saw him progressively get better as last year went on. In what areas, through your eyes, is he better this year?
just maturing as a young guy. And I always want to be careful when I say that word. Not that he was a bad person,
yeah,
but just maturing from a young guy and understanding the demands at this level as far as the body, how you take care of your body, how you eat, how you prepare, how you sleep, the focus level, being on time, doing all the little things to be successful, because he's a smart young man, but now it's all the demands of being a great player, which are taxing at first when you make that commitment. But once you get that lifestyle, you have a chance to be a very successful player. And I think for him on the floor is focusing on trying to get 10 to 15 assists tonight, because he'll score the ball, he'll make free throws, he'll do other things. He's not shooting a three ball well, which he's a better three-point shooter than his percentage is saying, and we figure he'll get that better. But I think for him, when he steps on the floor offensively, focus on trying to get 10 assists a game. On the defensive side of the ball, take pride in guarding at point guard, especially in those ball screens.
So is he a guy that you'd like to be pass first, shoot second?
It depends. It depends, because I think he has the ability to score the ball, but I think if he looked pass first, his offense will come, because oftentimes when you're a point guard, you have the ball in your hand. So you have a chance to score the ball. You have a chance to make decisions, get to the free throw line, shoot the ball. But I think when he's looking to pass the ball first, everybody gets involved. He sets the table for all the other guys. Now he has a chance to eat when he needs to eat.
Part of that maturation process for him, too, and you used the word earlier about maturing, but part of that maturation process is when he steps on the court to be ready and to value the basketball. It's a few times this year, just casually, it's either been poked away or taken away from him.
Especially, you know, against Xavier and also against the Butler game. He had two quick turnovers when he stepped in the game. And it's locked in, being focused and being prepared. But also understanding you're the lead guy when you step on the floor at that point guard position. And my job is to assist you, not you assisting me, but my job is to follow your lead.
It's Konzo Martin. I'm Mike Kelly. We're going to take a break. More with the coach as Tiger Talk continues from Cheerleader Pub and Grill, presented by Say Insurance on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for road trips. We're for covering as much ground as possible on 2, 4, or 18 wheels. We're for drop tops, T-tops, classics, cruisers, pickup trucks, and dump trucks. We're for displaying Missouri plates like medals of pride. Have you ever hit a deer? Yep, we're for you too. We're for getting stuck behind a tractor on a two-lane highway. And if you're a Missouri driver, we have an auto policy for you. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we've got Missouri covered.
Every day you wake up, the goal is to get home safely. I think everybody thinks that. Buckle up, phone down. To me, it means simply when you get in the car, buckle up before you do anything. The next part, put your cell phone down. So I think it's very important that we value lives and the importance of getting home safely. If you value lives, then you understand the importance of taking the pledge. One, to put my seatbelt on. Then the other part, to put my cell phone down. Go to MoDOT.org/buckle up, phone down, and take the pledge now. I've taken a pledge to save lives. Now it's your turn.
There's more here than just a degree. The University of Missouri is a place where hands-on learning helps students become standout employees, where graduates quickly earn jobs around the world thanks to a network of alumni that's more than 300,000 strong. Mizzou is where opportunities are found in 300 degree programs and where 500 student organizations make it easy to belong. Discover what Mizzou can do for your student. Visit admissions.missouri.edu today.
To all of our first responders, active military, veterans, and retirees, there's only one thing Ford can say for your commitment and bravery. Thank you. So please enjoy this special offer. It's just another way to show our gratitude for all that you've done. Qualifying military personnel can now get additional bonus appreciation cash on top of most current offers. Visit buyfordnow.com today.
If you started college but never finished, or have always wanted to get your degree, let Mizzou Online help you earn your stripes. Choose from 125 online programs, and now more bachelor's options than ever. Take career-advancing online classes in a format that works with your schedule. It looks like everything is coming up you, and you deserve an online degree that's designed to propel you forward. Start earning your online stripes at online.missouri.edu.
The next time you call your internet or phone company, say these three letters, M-I-Z. If they don't respond with Z-O-U, then you can be sure they're not local. At Socket, 100% of our employees live here in Missouri. So you're not just our customers. You're our friends and neighbors. We bet the other guys can't say that. Sock it. Calls answered locally. Techie stuff explained simply. Local phone, internet, and data. Sockit.net.
Join us next Monday night at 7 for Tiger Talk, presented by Say Insurance with Coach Martin, here from our new location, Cheerleader Pub and Grill, conveniently located at the intersection of Stadium Boulevard and Highway 63. Coming up in our next segment, we'll visit with Missouri redshirt freshman Parker Brown. Tigers in action coming up tomorrow night against the Buccaneers of Charleston Southern. That game tips off at 7 inside of Mizzou Arena. Plenty of tickets available if you want to make your way to Columbia to watch the game. Kind of breaking down some of the Mizzou players through the first seven games. Torrence Watson's coming off of a season high of 11 points and just over 32 minutes of action against Oklahoma the last outing. Obviously struggled shooting the ball, particularly from three early on. What have you seen from Torrence of late that maybe encourages you a bit?
I think really putting the work in. He's been inconsistent before that. Just the work. The one thing about Torrence, in practice, he brings his heart out. He do everything you ask him to do, but it's the outside, those extra hours, I think, that separates the average, the good, and the great, the time you have to put into it. And even before we went to Kansas City, he started putting that work in consistently. And this is the type of work where the coaches are not pulling in, the coaches are not calling you to come in, where you have to be willing to do it yourself, and you initiate the calls with the coaches. And you're starting to see the results. In the last two or three days, he's really shot the ball very well. I mean, he shot it well, but he's putting the work in, but you can see it. And he's one of those guys, when he puts the work in, you see the results. When he don't put the work in, you see it, because his confidence low. Everything in his game grows when he puts the work in.
Some players never get it, but for most players, how long does it take them to understand that, the work that needs to take place off the court and also on their own in the gym by themselves?
Well, I think with young guys, meaning when you come in as a true freshman, it takes time, especially if you hadn't been a part of that environment. When I went to college, I used to see guys after a while working out with the coaches, but I thought it was kind of punishment. You know, I really didn't understand what it was, because it was extra. I would go into class or do whatever I was doing. And then after a while, when you sit on the bench, you're not playing a lot, you're trying to figure out, how can I get on the floor? Well, this is one of the ways you can get on the floor. You come in extra. So sometimes those young guys come in, they don't know that part. In Torrence's case, he's been around, you know, training his guys, working them out. So he struggled early in the season. Then the latter part of our season, last 14, 15 games, his game elevated because he consistently put the work in. So he understands it. So going into his sophomore season, there was slippage as far as that preparation, that consistency, and now all of a sudden he's back into it. So hopefully he maintains that.
Aside from just scoring, what other areas can he help your team?
I think Torrence could be and should be one of our better defenders. I think when it's all said and done, now you like for everybody, you as a coach, to say, I like for all our guys to be great defenders. But I think in reality, defense is priority. You also have athleticism and understanding, awareness of how you're defending guys. But I think Torrence, Mark Smith, and Drew Smith can be really good defenders. Now, other guys have potential to be there, but I think those guys have the ability because they're physical, they're athletic enough, they understand angles, they can guard guys off the dribble, they can guard guys running off screens, they can be physical enough to guard in the post. I think all three of those guys should be elite defenders.
Javon Pickett is a guy that started most of the season a year ago, has started every game this year. What is it about him that continues to place him in the starting lineup for your team?
Well, I think he brings his heart at, and I think coming off his freshman season, he earned the right to be a starter. One, because he put the work in up until this point, because he's always been a worker. He's prepared himself. He's done the things you asked him to do as a basketball player, so he earned that right. And I think for him now, he's struggling a bit with this, from the standpoint of just kind of finding my way, all those things. That's part of it. Now he just has to regroup, because his preparation is always there. I think for him, I talked to him today, just allowing the game to come to you. Don't press so hard where all of a sudden it becomes anxiety when you're out there. Now you're pressing, and now you can't focus on having fun and the joy of the game.
That's Konzo Martin. I'm Mike Kelly. We're going to take a break. When we come back, player segment. Parker Brown joins us next from Cheerleader Pub and Grill on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light, we've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer, Natural Light, Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, ales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Credit or debit?
Debit.
Okay, go ahead and insert your card. Hold on. Is that a Tiger checking card from Central Bank?
It is. I just got it.
So you haven't used it yet?
No. Why? Is there a problem?
Not if you're a Tiger fan.
Oh, I'm a huge fan.
Go ahead then.
Here it goes.
Show your true colors with Tiger Checking from Central Bank. Sign up today at tigerchecking.com. Member FDIC.
One Missouri Lottery ticket isn't going to change a student's life. One ticket can only do so much good. But when Missourians come together and play, that good adds up to something greater. That good helps send our children to college and supports their dreams. That good does change the world. Thank you for supporting Missouri public education. Thank you for playing it forward with the Missouri Lottery.
Black and gold season never ends at the Tiger Team Store. Gear up for game day with the largest official selection of black and gold gear and gifts. From the latest Mizzou SEC gear to everything you need for your tailgate, the Tiger Team Store is your store for all things Mizzou. The Tiger Team Store is your official store of Mizzou athletics. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. with extended hours on game day. Located at Faro Field or at TigerTeamStore.com. It's black and gold season at the Tiger Team Store.
Aqua Adam here from Echo Water Systems. You want perfection? Echo Water is water perfection. From the best tasting water to lower energy bills and better performing appliances, you'd be surprised at how an Echo Water System can improve your life. Whether it be at your home or business, drink delicious tasting Echo Water. From chlorine free refiners to reverse osmosis drinking water systems, experience the Echo Water difference. Visit us online at echowater.com.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
Tiger Talk continues from Cheerleader Pub and Grill, presented by Say Insurance, here on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College. The law firm of Lathrop Gage would like to recognize the Mizzou Three Stripes Club. The Three Stripes Club honors student athletes who represent the Mizzou values of respect, responsibility, discovery, and excellence by going above and beyond socially, academically, and athletically. The Three Stripes Club Student Athlete of the Week is from the wrestling team, Jacob Bolkin. The law firm of Lathrop Gage, proudly serving Missouri business since 1873. He's a redshirt freshman from Overland Park, Kansas. Please welcome number 42, Parker Brown, ladies and gentlemen. It's great to see you.
Great to see you too.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Oh yeah, great. Great to see family, great to go back home, see some friends, and just kind of spend time down.
So, question, your brother was playing in Maui. You were playing in Kansas City. Did mom and dad split between the two places, or did they stick with you?
No, they both came to Kansas City with me. I'm sure they would have loved to make that trip, but he went by himself.
Yeah. Do you maybe gig him a little bit? Mom and dad are following me and not you?
Not too much, because I'm sure they'll make it to both of our games plenty. Yeah. So.
Of course, your brother Christian is a freshman at Kansas. So a lot of things I want to talk about. One of the things that's noticeable for those that watched you a year ago, and I noticed these type of things, you used to have a ponytail.
Yeah.
No longer the case. What happened with the hair there, buddy?
The only way I could really sum it up is it was just time. You know, I didn't really take good care of it, and it just didn't look very good. It was a lot of work, so I think it was just time for it to go.
You know, it's funny. If you look to your right, you'll notice somebody who also doesn't take very good care of the ponytail, and it really doesn't look that good. It's kind of out of date, and we kind of maybe think he should cut things off too, don't you?
No. Keep it as long as you can.
Okay, well, we'll let him do that. But talking about Matt Weingartner, who we obviously love. The other thing, at the beginning of the season, you wanted everybody to know that it's not Braun that we all thought it was, that it's Brown.
Yeah, it is Brown. It's my dad's whole family is all German, so it's actually pronounced Brown.
Yeah, and so that was something that surprised everybody. You got in against Morehead State, played a season-high 11 minutes. Given how much work you've put in during the offseason, given the amount of things you went through a year ago, to come off the bench and play 11 minutes and have success, score 4 points against Morehead State, just how was that experience for you, Parker?
It was a lot of fun, you know, taking that year off. You know, that's all you wanted to do was just be out there on that court with all those guys that you play with every day. So getting that opportunity, getting that chance, and trying to be ready and take all the opportunity I can, it was a lot of fun.
Let's go back to last year. How difficult was it to redshirt?
I don't really think difficult's the word. I think it was for sure necessary. I think I grew a lot as a player, as a person. You know, I think I got a lot better adjusted to just the game coming from high school. So I think it was for sure necessary, and I look forward to it.
The biggest difference that you face transitioning from high school ball in the state of Kansas to playing in the SEC, what was the biggest adjustment for you?
I think pace, you know, just the athleticism. You know, you're not the tallest out there anymore. You're not the strongest out there anymore. So just going out there and competing and really trying to separate yourself and using your brain, using your skills.
Going against a guy like Jeremiah, in what ways does that help you throughout the course of the season and also during the offseason, each and every day facing him?
Jeremiah is really good. I think he pushes me in a lot of different ways. So, you know, going up against him day in, day out, you know, I just try to make him a better player because I know he's doing his part making me a better player.
Your mother and your aunt both played at Missouri. Your uncle Mike also played at Missouri. Your father walked on to KU, then ended up finishing his career at St. Louis U. I want to talk a little bit about the dynamics, though, and the legacy of having a parent that played it at the University of Missouri and an uncle that played at the University of Missouri. Was it always somewhat of a desire for you to play at Mizzou?
For sure. Growing up, you know, you watched a lot of Mizzou games, a lot of KU games, a lot of SLU games, you know, just trying to follow in my parents' footsteps, you know, always looked up to them, always saw them as a role model. So just trying to be like them every day growing up, you know, it's always kind of a dream come true to play here.
Have you had a chance to watch much film or video of your uncle when he played for Norm?
Not much, but I hear a lot of stories. I hear a lot of what he was like, what he played like, and trying to model my game like his.
Yeah, a real rugged defensive player, a guy that was very physical, and a guy that would just basically do anything he could do each night to try and help his team win.
Sure.
So from a personal standpoint, as we mentioned earlier, your brother is a freshman at Kansas. When you found out, or the two of you found out, that the rivalry was going to resume, what kind of dialogue did you have between each other?
My mom called me screaming. She was super excited. That was the first person I heard it from. And then I put the phone down, immediately called my brother. You know, we were like, oh, man, like, you guys better be ready because, you know, that's going to be a game we're both going to take personal. We're both going to go out there and try to come out with a W.
Yeah, and obviously it's a rivalry that you grew up kind of watching, right?
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Yeah, and the chance to get a chance to play in Kansas City before friends, that's a neat deal too. Do you talk to Christian much throughout the course of the season about the kind of the growth things that maybe you went through a year ago and maybe what he's facing now?
Oh, yeah. I try to talk to him every day or close to every day, and, you know, he's always telling me practices about or stories about their practices, what he goes through, what he does, and, you know, we compare, and, you know, we always talk about give each other tips and what to do, what not to do.
For folks that really haven't had a chance to see you play yet, and again, you're earning more and more minutes as the season is progressing, describe your game. Where are you the best? What's your best attributes as a player?
I think just trying to be versatile, you know, on both ends of the floor, trying to use length and athleticism to disrupt the other team. trying to use my IQ, you know, try to use a high skill set on both ends of the floor, bring a lot to the table on offense and defense.
Yeah, people don't realize, you mentioned athleticism, how athletic you are. I mean, there's some bounce to Parker Brown.
Yeah.
Have you always been blessed with that?
Kinda. You know, my dad always says I got it from him, but I don't really believe him.
The things that you work on the most on a daily basis, what are those?
We're in the weight room as much as possible. I think that's a part of my game that needs to progress, and we're working on it. But definitely getting stronger. Definitely trying to get adjusted to the game. Just bringing it every day, you know, just giving it my all and trying to max out.
One thing your coach has said, and we're going to talk a little bit about you off the court here in just a moment, but one thing Konzo has said is that there's no question that you like the game, but that when you learn to love the game, that's when your game is going to take off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in high school, you know, I didn't really, like, work out. You know, we went out, we played, like, 5-on-5. We always played with each other. I was always with my brother playing, like, 1-on-1, but I never, like, did drills or like shot on a gun or anything. So coming here and like getting workouts in with the coaches and really just trying to work on my game, even by myself, it's been new.
Have you selected a major yet?
I have not, but we're kind of leaning towards like a business area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously that's something you can use for a variety of different things. What are the things that interest Parker Brown outside of basketball?
Not much. You know, when I'm not in the gym, I'm usually at home just doing homework or asleep.
The managing your schedule, right? Managing the demands that a student athlete has, not only a full schedule with practice, but also a full workload in the classroom. How difficult was that to prepare for and get used to when you arrived at the university?
Yeah, that was a big thing to me, you know, just you're trying to be out there as much as you can, be in the gym, you know, putting in work. And, you know, I sometimes have to go out of my way to go try and eat lunch sometimes. You know, I got to go force myself to eat. But, yeah, you gotta really be ready. You got to come, and you got to try to do everything you can.
One of the things in your bio, it said that that you wanted to maybe help market your father's business at some point in your life. Your father's a physician. So in what ways would you like to maybe join him at some point in time?
Not much of like the medical side, but you know, I'd love to like market his business and try and do more like the finance or somewhere in that area.
Yeah, absolutely. Topics that you're interested in. Are there subjects that you enjoyed in school? Topics or classes that you enjoy here at Missouri?
Lunch and recess were for sure my favorites, but I never really struggled in school. You know, it's kind of always came easy, so.
Sure. What do you like about this group? You've been around this team, and those that are around it on a daily basis say it's as close of a group as we've had here in a long time. What are some of the things that you like about this group of teammates?
Yeah, that's what I was actually about to say. I think it's the togetherness. I think we're all on board, working towards the same goal, and I think we're all, you know, bringing it every day, trying to push each other, and we're all going to try and go win every game we can.
Parker, thanks for your time tonight. Sincerely appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Parker Brown. I'm Mike Kelly. More Tiger Talk up next on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Off season for Mizzou fans? Yeah, right. We show our team spirit year round. Now with Regions Your Pick Studio, you can
M-I-Z-Z-O-U
wherever you go with a personalized check card. And with Regions Next Step tips and tools, you and your Visa check card can go further. Regions is the official bank of the SEC, and we know greatness is in the grind. To learn more, visit yourpicks.regions.com. Regions, member FDIC. Terms, conditions, and fees may apply.
Move better, feel better, simply live better with Wilson's Fitness. 5 locations, over 250 weekly group fitness classes, and training for all ages and abilities. Move better. At Wilson's, every body is perfectly imperfect. Unlock the best version of you. Feel better. Wilson spends time with you to discover the safest and most effective workout. Live better. Escape reality in the saltwater pool, detox in the sauna, or heat things up with hot yoga at Wilson's Fitness.
At MU Healthcare, we're as serious about allergies as we are about Alzheimer's, because every health issue is important, which is why we're prepared for any patient who walks through our doors. We have 600 physicians and more than 80 specialties working together to coordinate every part of your care, whether it's extreme or routine. That's academic medicine. That's MU Healthcare.
so.
Are we going to win?
Not if you play like you cheer.
Just okay is not okay. Whether it's cheerleaders or your wireless network, AT&T is America's best wireless network. Best network based on GWS 1 score, September 2019.
Founded on integrity, dedicated to results, Malley Commercial Realty was founded in 1993 with the goal of leading clients in personal and efficient commercial real estate brokerage. Malley Commercial Realty has helped countless companies find the perfect location to grow their business and find success. Whatever your real estate objective, Malley Commercial Realty can make it happen. We are committed to complete client service, sharing our knowledge and experience, and walking you through the process every step of the way. Call 573-443-3200 or visit malleyrealty.com and put our experience to work for you.
Cheerleader Pub and Grill is your home for all things SEC and the new host location for Tiger Talk with Coach Martin. Join us live at 7 p.m. every Monday evening at Cheerleader Pub and Grill as Mike Kelly sits down with Coach Martin to talk all things Mizzou basketball, including player interviews, game recaps, and previews of the upcoming opponent. Located at the corner of Stadium Boulevard and Highway 63, Cheerleader Pub and Grill is the place to be for Tiger Talk each week, where sports, fun, and good food unite. Cheerleader Pub and Grill, proud partner of Mizzou Athletics.
Tiger Talk presented by Say Insurance. At Say Insurance, they give drivers the know-how they need to choose the car insurance coverage that is right for them. We'll continue. Tigers coach Konzo Martin rejoins us here until just before 8 o'clock. Missouri in action twice this week at home, coming up tomorrow evening against Charleston Southern. On the road coming up on Saturday evening as they take on the Temple Owls, a team that Missouri lost to at home a year ago, 79-77. What has Parker Brown done over the last few weeks that's given you the trust to put him on the court?
I just think the commitment, working on those little things, but also showing it in practice. You know, and part of, because he, one of those guys, you know, like Torrance, they'll do the work in practice, they'll do all those things. But here in the past, I think 3 weeks or so, maybe a month, he's really starting to put the extra work in. But the other thing for him is getting into practice, infusing himself into practice without me saying, okay, subs, guys, in and out. Get out there and you be one of the guys and make me say, well, Parker, step off the floor, let somebody else on. You know, and I think those are the next things for him because he's an intelligent guy. He understands the game. He's probably one of our better athletes as far as blocking shots, he and Axel. So he does a lot of things well. He knows how to talk. He understands what's going on, ball screen angles, what we're doing, schemes, and all of that because he talks on the sideline to guys in the system in that way. But now it's just a transition of him consistently doing that on the floor and being a part of it.
He has as good a hands as anybody on your team, it seems. Is that accurate?
Yes, I think so. You know, he understands angles in the post. He's more of a guy that posts up. He can make plays off the dribble. He's improving his three-point shot, but he's good at attacking the rim, getting off the dribble, getting offensive rebounds, making the right pass, sprinting the ball, screens, diving, all of that. I think for him it's just the confidence. I've said this before, understanding that he's a good basketball player. Now, you know he's talented, but understand I'm as good as anybody, outside of maybe youth here and there, a lack of strength against some guys, but I'm just as talented as the next guy.
He downplayed it a little bit, but he's a really athletic kid, isn't he?
He is, and he has all of that. He has understanding, but I think once it clicks for him, now again, you have to have minutes and be productive on the floor and do all those things. That's part of him getting in the game, but once he truly understands that I'm just as good as any, and as his strength continues to grow, because he's getting stronger and stronger, I think he'll be a special player.
Okay, so let's transition to Jeremiah. He's 13-5 against Oklahoma in 25 minutes. Just a thought on where he is with your team 7 games in.
I think, of course, he's a big part of what we do, especially in and around that rim on both sides of the ball. And I think Jeremiah knows, as well as, you know, our staff, he has to be better. I mean, we have to continue to work with him, angles in the post and scoring it, because he's a load down there. Not one guy's defending him. You know, him going in the Butler game and not scoring, that can't happen for us, and that's uncharacteristic of him. But for him, I think the game has to be played better on both sides of the basketball. It's not just his offensive production, it's his energy, his enthusiasm. It's when he's vocal on the floor, communicating with guys and letting guys know what's going on in ball screens and all those things, then we're a different team. And we need that from him. So it's not so much as whether or not the ball goes in the basket for him. You have to give him the ball. He almost shoots 70% from the field. So you have to get the ball to him now. He has to do a job. He has to do a good job of receiving the ball. And then obviously the double teams come. He has to make the right decision with the basketball. But again, what we need from him is all encompassing. It's on both sides of the ball, getting to the free throw line, getting offensive rebounds. He's only averaging about 4.9 rebounds a game. That has to be up to 8 or 9 or 10. So there's a lot of things, and I think he has it in him to do it.
When he's engaged, and when I say engaged, when he's vocal, when he's emotional, from a positive energy standpoint, you're right. He changes your team, as you saw really in the second half against Oklahoma.
He changed the game, and I think as talented as you can say Drew, Mark, and all those guys are, whenever we talk to teams that we won't play again, we always try to get their scout report of what they think of our team, and we give them information about them. And the biggest thing, their biggest key is to stop Jeremiah Tillman. Now, that's for Jeremiah Tillman to understand that, you know, going into games that, man, you're a talented basketball player. You have to be that, whether you receive the ball or not, whether the call doesn't go your way, you're still a good basketball player.
Is he getting better dribbling out and making decisions out of the double teams?
Yes, he is getting better at that. There's no question about it. Now, again, you watch him. He makes the right decision when they're doubling. His turnovers, I think he's like one every four times he touched the ball, there's a turnover. Where his turnovers come from, how he posts up, you know, using his elbows, using his form, those sorts of things. And those things he have to take out of his game, and I think he take those out of his game. Again, he's different, and we're different.
Have officials become better at communicating with him as his career has progressed?
Yes, because all of them admit that. We spend a lot of time. I spend hours in the spring and the summertime, and even in the fall when we have those meetings of talking to officials. We had officials come here just to kind of really assist and help him. It's not easy to officiate a physical big guy like that. Now, he has to do his part in preparation, how he's posting and all those things. And I think he's done a better job. He hasn't fouled out of a game yet, but I don't think he has been as assertive on both sides of the ball either to foul out of a game. My thing, if he fouls out of a game, then foul out, earn your money when you foul out of a game. And I think that's where he has to get better. It's okay with fouling out of a game, but make sure you're getting five quality fouls.
You've got one senior, Reed Nicko, and he's a guy that plays a role for your team. And it's interesting because, you know, he's sharing minutes not only with Jeremiah, but also with Parker. If Parker comes on, we'll see what Axel does as you get into January. But just a thought on Reed and what he means to your club right now.
Well, I think it's safe to say, you know, every program would like to have a Reed Nicko, high character, hardworking. Does a great job of communicating with his guys on the floor, directing traffic, his character off the floor, his leadership in the locker room, the things that he says to, you know, older guys and young guys, you know, how to lead, the accountability in doing what we're doing, the culture of a program, the legacy that he'll leave as a player. I just think he's a guy that you always want him to be a part of your program. And I just text him, you know, probably 2 hours ago, and I have a mass text with the players. I just say you had a heck of a practice today, and he did. He dominated the practice on both sides of the ball.
It's Konzo Martin. I'm Mike Kelly. We're going to take a break. Final segment of Tiger Talk coming up from Cheerleader Pub and Grill, presented by Say Insurance, after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in how we support our communities, in being there when you need us most, and the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter. For J.D. Power 2019 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Do you and your family suffer from ongoing aches and pains? Reaching for the medicine cabinet each morning? Anti-inflammatories are simply treating your symptoms and not the cause. At Restoration Chiropractic, Dr. Taylor Serrois works with patients to achieve optimal health naturally, without drugs or surgery. Dr. Taylor uses an innovative torque release technique to target problem areas and adjust them at the root of the cause, creating a true experience of health and vitality. Visit Dr. Taylor and his friendly staff at their location on Grindstone or online at chirorestoration.com, where healing starts.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in how we support our communities, in being there when you need us most,
and the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the central region. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter. For J.D. Power 2019 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Credit or debit?
Debit.
Okay, go ahead and insert your card. Hold on. Is that a Tiger checking card from Central Bank?
It is. I just got it.
So you haven't used it yet?
No. Why? Is there a problem?
Not if you're a Tiger fan.
Oh, I'm a huge fan.
Go ahead then.
Here it goes.
Show your true colors with Tiger Checking from Central Bank. Sign up today at tigerchecking.com. Member FDIC.
Tiger Talk from Cheerleader Pub and Grill, presented by Say Insurance on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College. I'm Mike Kelly. Coach Konzo Martin is alongside. Back with you again coming up next Monday evening. Tiger Talk presented by Say Insurance. At Say Insurance, they believe car insurance should be simple so drivers know exactly what they are paying for. Missouri's in action coming up tomorrow evening at Mizzou Arena. 7 o'clock is the tip-off against the Buccaneers of Charleston Southern. They'll come in with a record of 2-5 on the season. Missouri on the road coming up over the weekend. They'll travel to Philadelphia to take on the Temple Owls. A couple more players I want to talk about. Let's talk about your freshmen. Trey Jackson, Kobe Brown, Mario McKinnon. Just a thought on those three and the progress that they're making early on in their freshman seasons.
I think we start with Kobe, a talented all-around player. He's second on the team in field goal percentage behind Jeremiah, 46, almost 47%. So it means he's getting good looks. We got to find ways to get him more baskets, attacking downhill, especially when fours are defending him. Also create switches, but also we getting him better at posting up. So I think he can get production posting, but also bringing the ball to the floor. I think Trey Jackson is just the reps on his belt. Playing inside, outside, because I think right now his comfort is shooting the three ball. Mm-hmm. But we need Trey to be attacking the rim, you know, posting up, being strong, because he's 6'8", almost 6'9", athletic. He's a strong physical guy. So you need him attacking. I think both have to improve defensively. I think Trey has to put more effort in it defensively. And I think Mario's a talented guy. I just think right now he's behind so many experienced guards. Talented, he's fast, but the learning part now, just understand at this level, the pace at this level, not so much as slowing down. I mean, really for him, slowing down because he's fast. Understanding how to play in the half court situation, but also, you know, slowly improving, you know, into more of a point guard role. Not to say he'll ever be a point, but just understanding that part of the game.
Bringing some versatility in terms of Trey and Kobe both. You mentioned Trey maybe settling for threes too much. Kobe too a little bit?
Yeah, I think that Kobe's been better late. But I think before that, those guys would have probably shot 5 or 6 of them a game if you let them. And just showing them on film the opportunities to drive the ball, just the easy part of the comfort was just to catch and shoot a three. Well, you have to drive the ball, be physical, get down the rim, you know, attack rim, but also do a great job of offensive rebounding. But in switches, being able to post up and be strong and physical.
Kobe seems to have a feel, too, for being able to throw to pass the basketball. Seems like he's got a good feel for the game.
He does. He's done a good job with that. We actually had him at the point guard position the last couple of days just to get a feel for it because he has that ability to make decisions with the ball. So now you have a traditional forward defending him. At some point down the road, that could be an advantage for us in making the right decisions, you know, but being able to handle those and make those decisions under pressure.
It's interesting. One of the players you signed later, Axel Okongbo, folks haven't had a chance to see him on the court yet. They've got to see him before the games. You see him in practice every day. In what areas have you seen that young man improve since he arrived at Missouri?
Just worked extremely hard. Now, we thought he'd be better, of course, in watching him defensively. He'd be better if he had to play from day one. But, you know, just from watching him, we had him. I felt like January would be an ideal time for him to really get in rotation. But he's improved a tremendous amount. So he does a lot of his workout with weight vest on, heavy balls, just the physical part, scoring around the rim, rebounding, keeping it high, the core balance. So when you get rebounds, going up strong, left and right hand, you know, passing the ball. You know, we did tip drills with him. At first, he couldn't, you know, tip 4 or 5 times just with the left hand. Now he can do a left and right hand. So he's really improved, but he works extremely hard. He wants to play. He wants to be on the floor. I mean, he's one of those guys like clockwork every day. He's texting and calling Coach Holland, when can we work out? He's trying to get 2 or 3 workouts in every day, but he puts it in. And when guys work at that level, now, in most cases, he and Parker work out together. And when guys put that kind of work in, that commitment to trying to be good, the results will eventually follow.
How'd you find him?
Well, you know, you have a lot of scouting service, and you know people. And, you know, one of the scouting service guys I've been good friends with for a long time, just contact him. Here's a guy. He told us about him. This is, we probably knew about him during his season.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have our season going on. We felt like we were okay in some areas. And all of a sudden you say, okay, I think we might need a guy. And then it worked out. So we went out to see him several times. And he was a good guy. The junior college coach that used to coach at the school, the AD at the school. So I knew him back when I was an assistant coach at Purdue. So I just called about him. And I felt like at the time he's always a genuine guy. And he kind of give you, because you always want sound information. Anybody can tell you anything to sell a guy. And he wasn't trying to sell, because we were calling on him. He's done coaching. And just say, yeah, I think this kid can help you just from the standpoint he does this, this, this. And I like being around him.
Yeah, the one thing Coach Stewart used to always say is you can't coach 7-1.
No, you can't. And again, his work ethic, his toughness. And the other thing that he does, while, you know, sometimes you have guys that are scholarship guys that don't play and they don't bring a lot to the table. His production for us helping Jeremiah continue to get better in practice, because it's hard to shoot over because he is 7-1. He's a long, athletic guy. So he makes Jeremiah work for baskets. So now Jeremiah able to feel that. So come game time, I'm going against another physical big presence. I'm used to that because I felt it in practice.
Charleston Southern's out of the Big South Conference. They'll play here tomorrow night. It's the first ever meeting between the two schools. How did this game get scheduled?
Well, you know, just looking at opponents trying to find quality teams that'll be good in their leagues, because again, there's a balance in scheduling, and we felt like this will be a good one for us, and they're a talented team. They can score the ball. They're not scoring as well right now. Some of their guys, they have about two or three guys that are very similar to, you would say, like, I would say, like Javon and Torrance, who's not playing as well as far as the numbers that you would think. So you have to respect them when they step on the floor, because they do have the production to score the ball.
As a team, they've struggled from the three-point line. Let's talk a little bit about this week and a chance to take your team to the Northeast to play the Temple Owls in Philadelphia. That's what I'm excited about, to get a chance to see a new venue. A team that you played a year ago, just a thought on traveling to Temple coming up this weekend.
I think Aaron McKee in his first year has done a great job. Of course, he was on staff there, took over this past spring, played there under Coach Chaney. I think Aaron might be from the Philadelphia area, so... Been around there for, you know, his whole life, and you know they have their whole team back except for one guy, and they're playing some good basketball. They play physical. They play like John Chaney, but they implement some man. And they have some man also. They don't play all zone, but they have man, and they play physical. They play hard. They play together. So it'll be a great opportunity for us.
Yeah, 6-1 on the season, coming off a win against Davidson, and to beat Davidson anytime is a good victory.
Yes, a good program, and the thing about them, they defend, they play hard. They got guys 1-4 can make shots. They got big physical guys. They got guys that are defending the ball. Like us, I think we have guys that can make shots, and they have some guys that are probably not shooting as well from three, but they have guys that potentially can make shots. So it'll be good. I'm happy to go there because I think it'll be a great venue, a great atmosphere, and also a great opportunity.
I remember Aaron McKee as Missouri played him in Salt Lake City in 1993, round one of the NCAA tournament. I think single-handedly he might have sent us home. They beat Mizzou 75-61 that night in Salt Lake City. So nice he's not playing, by the way. It's good that his eligibility is gone. But, man, what a great player. Hey, Coach, great to see you.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Konzo Martin. Thanks to Parker Brown for being with us. Matt Weingartner is our engineer. Join us next week right here at Cheerleader Pub and Grill on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
From Cheerleader Pub and Grill, Tiger Talk has been presented by Say Insurance. At Say Insurance, they give drivers the know-how they need to choose the car insurance coverage that's right for them. Also brought to you by Natty Light Seltzer. This basketball season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation on the Central Bank Tiger Network.